what's happening?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry. Did we start?
Wow. You think you know a
guy? I'm waiting on this email from Laurent. I don't know. Or an email, whatever it is. Oh, here we go. I got the code. Good. So exciting.
Good. We can just do this as a podcast, and then we don't have to do the podcast.
So it's, of course, he sent a screenshot of it. 6 foot.
We're working through trying to fix the Spotify podcast issue. We think we have all the other endpoints solved. Spotify is the last man standing. And
I mean, is there anyone left to even hear this that we're finally fixing this?
No. Or? No.
It says I'm verified.
My mom has unsubscribed. My dog doesn't have a phone.
Primary category. Business and technology. Got it. Is there a humor category? A pointless category?
I was thinking just white noise.
Technology. It's just technology, right?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. It's better than the other ones. All right. Let's see what happens. You're in. Woohoo. Oh, this is like an on-screen confetti thing I wish I could share with the world.
We'll just have to imagine it in our little feeble brains.
I know. Start streams, listens. So last episode. So this is, all right. So this is the one that, now we do the new feed. Is that what you're saying?
I think.
So I get, it has last episode date of March 6th,
yeah,
right?
This is the problem.
This is the problem.
Now, if you go into details, there should be a place where you can change the feed.
You're funny. details. Okay. Link to RSS feed.
Yep, that's
Except it doesn't have a way to change it.
No. Go down. This is what tripped me up. Now go down like one link below it. It says like where it's hosted or whatever, and then there's an edit button, and that's where you change it. Not on the RSS feed, but the button below it. I promise you.
I mean, the it says license or hosting provider.
Yes, click Rob it. I know it makes zero sense. Click that. Trust me.
Oh God, what would that? I would never have clicked that. All right, so
now
the second, which one am I doing? What's the feed?
The one that I just sent you on Skype.
Okay, gotcha. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, people, this is going to come back onto Spotify, and people are like, this is what I've been missing.
I mean, this is crazy. Hosting provides Blueberry. Yeah.
Yep, you should be able to put, hopefully, you can put that link in there and hit save, and it works. If it doesn't, then we've accomplished nothing.
No, it did. Now, I mean, it took it. I don't, you know.
So you got further. Anything? See, that is. I could not do that. It would not let me do it. So it's fixed.
I'm just looking at the episode list.
No. Just close every window. We're done. We're just going to assume it's fixed.
Okay, but all right. All right. Wow. It is that attention to detail that I think has defined our professional experiences here.
Absolutely.
If I go to Spotify, the actual app Spotify, I hate to even wonder what this might look like.
I don't know.
The word should comes out of my mouth a lot. I couldn't agree more. It should. It still says the March 6th thing. So maybe it needs a little time.
It's going to take some time. It may do anything until I push a new episode or something.
Okay.
I'd give it a solid. If you were able to change that link and hit save and it took it.
It kind of did it. All right.
You got further than I did.
Okay.
Because you had the magic account.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is
it's the most we've ever accomplished on a podcast.
Yeah. It's just kind of depressing, frankly.
Yeah.
Anyway, here we are.
Anyways, speaking of not accomplishing things, Office 2016, 2019, productivity servers reach end of life. And a lot of things are just dying in October of 2025. Windows 10.
End of an era. Yep.
Microsoft, really?
I'm curious about the pushback, if any, you know, because we have our own little pet peeves here in consumer space. But, you know, Microsoft is very aggressively just trying to move everything onto subscriptions and I don't know. I mean, I guess technically, if you know the history, I mean, Microsoft's original subscription success was way back in the late 90s, maybe early 2000s, when they started doing volume licensing and software assurance and all that stuff. And maybe this is just a natural progression and I'm spitting in the wind. I don't know.
It just, the odd one is that it's Office 2016 and 2019. You think 2019 would die a later date, but whatever.
Well, I that's what I mean. I wonder if this isn't part of a push.
Yeah.
The funny thing is you can market bad things and try to make them sound positive. Like I got an email from Google one the other day saying, hey, we did some changes to this subscription. It's like, we're taking away this. And these two features that used to be unique, we're giving them to everybody. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so where's the part where I benefit from this? Like, honestly, none of it really bothers me. I didn't use anything to get rid of and whatever. But in this case, you could argue that Microsoft has these two parallel paths with Office, where obviously the mainstream thing is with Microsoft 365, continual updates, blah, blah, blah. But because customers demand it, they have these on-prem perpetual license versions. And I'm actually struggling to come up with a positive here. I think what they're doing is trying to move the support timeline down, mm-hmm. right? So for 16, you could say it was almost 10 years. And then for 19, it's going to be 5 years, right? And they're going to see if there's pushback. And if there isn't, they're going to do that going forward, right? I think that, and they'll try to market it as that means we'll get more, new versions out in the world. They'll be more up to date with what we're doing in Microsoft 365. But the reality is when you buy something like that, what they're really doing is cutting the value in half of the time frame for support. So yep. maybe that meets the bar of the Google One announcement. I don't know.
It's shrinkflation or something people call it. I used to get a bigger Hershey bar. Yes. Now I get a smaller one for the same price.
Right. When did candy bars turn into the hot little Halloween nuggets?
Yeah.
It's like, it just gets a little wrapper with it's an inch long and I don't know.
Anyways, I mean, nothing really happened past 24 hours. No new AI pins to take over the world that aren't going to take over the world.
Yep. Yeah, it was super quiet yesterday. Super quiet. But that let me get some other stuff done, so.
Yeah.
Maybe I should appreciate it.
Maybe now people can listen to Spotify, and if they can't, it's your fault.
Well, if they can't, they won't hear us anyway, so.
I guess that's a good point.